Are you ready to attract your dream clients? Welcome to the Aligned Businesswoman Podcast. I'm your host, Vanessa Ann Miller. This podcast is for female entrepreneurs looking for a simpler way to grow their business. Each week, I share simple, actionable steps you can use to build a profitable business that is aligned to your energy and without having to cold DM random strangers or hit up friends and family. I'm here to help you tap into your natural talents and find a joyful way of connecting on social media to confidently show up and grow your business. I'm so excited about today because we're going to be talking about goal setting for the new year. I'm going to give you about a minute, get yourself situated, because this training today is important for you to actually write notes. Now, if for some reason, maybe you're driving while you're listening and you can't write notes, that's fine. But make sure you come back and rewatch it so that you can have a space so you can be able to write notes and really use what I'm going to be teaching you today so that you can set your goals for the new year. Or if you're watching or listening to this later for the new month or the new week, whatever it may be. So today, we're going to be talking about goal setting using the SMART acronym, but with an NLP modification. Now, the traditional way of goal setting with the SMART acronym is great, but with these NLP modifications, you're able to speak to your unconscious mind to have a more achievable outcome. Sometimes we go into goal setting and we kind of like write it out and then we set it and forget it. But when you can actually use the tips that I'm about to give you while you are goal setting, you can really put yourself into the picture of it all. And then reading the goals after you have done them over and over again, maybe on a daily basis, is going to fortify you reaching these outcomes. So let's get started. Normally, when you're doing the SMART acronym, people know that when you say the S stands for something specific. In NLP, yes, we're going to say that the S should stand for something specific that you want to achieve. And it also stands for simple, something that it can be simple to not make your brain, your unconscious mind overcomplicate things or have any kind of confusion. So in the past training, I talked about how you can say specifically and simply exactly what you want as far as maybe an earned income. So you can say, I have made $10,000 in the month of January. So you're saying specifically what it is, and then you can even include from my online business. So you're saying specifically what it is that you want and where it's going to come, and just keep it as simple as that. You don't have to say from my online business with this specific strategy of, you know, we want specificity, but it doesn't have to be so specific that you feel a little bit boxed in with that. Now, S also stands for see yourself. In neurolinguistic programming, there is a technique that we use to associate and disassociate your unconscious mind into different types of settings. So sometimes you want to be able to see yourself in the picture of what it is that you want so that your brain can see that this is what's happened. Because remember, your unconscious mind doesn't know the difference between what is real, imagined, or remembered. So allowing your goals to have it included that you see yourself in the actual goal of accomplishing the goal that you desire. So in this instance, for this SMART goal setting in S, you want to definitely see yourself and build that evidence, but you want to see yourself about to fully complete or achieve that outcome. Next, M is going to be measurable, which that is part of the traditional SMART acronym goal setting. And meaningful to you is the NLP modification of this, meaning that it has to really pull out some kind of emotion. Like you have to have some emotional ties to it. It has to be meaningful to you in order for your unconscious mind to go to work for it. So sometimes we can be affected by things and there could be the same situation, but we won't be affected by it because it's not meaningful to us. What I mean is, for example, if my daughter, let's say there was an email going out, a general email going out from my daughter's school, and it says, these children are, you know, children are flunking literature class. Now, I might be concerned, like, okay, I wonder if it's my child, but I won't have that. It won't have that significance to me or an effect on me until I find out that it is my daughter that is failing literature. So these goals have to be meaningful to you. So make sure that when you're writing out your goal, that is one of the components. A, as if now. So I had mentioned this in the S part, when you want to see yourself, you want to write your goal as if it is now. Like, I am grateful now that I have. I am grateful now that this happened. You want to write it as if it's happening and it's going to continue to happen as well. And you also want to make sure that these goals are achievable. You want them to be a stretch, but you don't want them to be too far-fetched that your brain is like, there's no way I can do this. And then you feel defeated and you just give up. And then another A part of the acronym, you want to make sure that it covers all areas of your life, or at least take into consideration how this specific goal is going to impact the other areas of your life. And be mindful if this is going to be what you want. If you decide that you want to maybe wake up extra early to work out, is this going to affect your ability to take care of your kids in the morning to get them ready for school? So just make sure that you are aware of all the ways that this goal is going to affect all the other areas of your life. An R is realistic, which that is part of the traditional SMART acronym. And responsible is the NLP modification of that, meaning that it is ecological. You wouldn't want to set a goal that I want to have more energy so I can work 20 hours per day, because that is not going to be one good for your health. You are mainly focused on the working part, but what about the other areas of your life? Kind of like going back to the A part of all areas of your life. And it's just physically not good for you, and health-wise, it's not good for you. So you want to make sure that it's ecological, meaning it's good for you, it's good for the people around you, it's good for the world, it's good for the community. And then T, timed. You want to set some kind of timing on that. Like, I want this to happen at this point, and really envision like what needs to happen up until that point. And mapping that out is going to really help your unconscious mind go to work to make sure that you achieve the goal. And the language, lastly, the last modification for T is the language that you're using. Want to make sure that you are going towards that goal, towards the pleasure of that goal, and not focus on what you don't want. A lot of times we set goals about what we want to get out of. We want to get out of a situation. We want to avoid this pain. We want to move away from this pain. We want to stop being in debt. We want to, you know, have more. We want to, I don't know, whatever it is that you're focused on the pain of it or the bad part of it. You want to flip that around and really focus, turn yourself around and focus on what it is that you do want. I do want more dream clients. I do want more of the energy. I want to be healthy. You know, you want to use that toward language, because when you are having a bad day, it's going to be easy for you just to stop and then stay stuck in where you don't want to. But if you're reminded of where you want to go, then you're more able to say, okay, let's keep on going and tap into the resources that you have to be able to keep on going. All right, so that is goal setting using the SMART acronym with the NLP modifications. I'm so excited to bring this to you because this is the perfect time to sit down and start thinking about how you want your 2022 to play out. You are in charge of this. You can work with your unconscious mind to make anything happen.
Thank you for joining me this week. To view the complete show notes and any links mentioned in today's episode, visit VanessaAnnMiller.com/podcast. That's also where you can get free access to the Empowerment Activation Masterclass. Please make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you can receive new episodes right when they're released. Thank you again for joining me, Vanessa Ann Miller, in this episode of the Aligned Business Woman.